Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. World leaders are renewing their pleas for Israel and Iran to stand down on threats of further escalation. Tehran says its air defenses intercepted three drones in an attack widely considered to be carried out by Israel. Richard Madden reports.
Thousands of protesters marched on the streets of Tehran in response to apparent Israeli counterattacks on Iranian soil. With threats growing of an escalating conflict in the Middle East, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen urged restraint.
It is absolutely necessary that the region stays stable.
U.S. officials were reportedly given advance notice of the Israeli airstrikes, but have not publicly endorsed or condemned the actions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel acted alone on its decision to retaliate.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on is our work to de-escalate.
President Joe Biden has been under growing pressure from his own party to take a tougher approach against Israel's military offensive in Gaza, but has resisted, calling for a ceasefire. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
There was a dramatic scene in New York this hour. A man covered in flames was seen outside the courthouse where Donald Trump's hush money trial is taking place. It happened in full view of passerbys and multiple cameras gathered for the trial. The incident took place just minutes after a full jury of 12 people and six alternates had been seated. It leads the way for opening arguments to start as soon as Monday. Lawyers spent days quizzing dozens of New Yorkers about their political and personal views. The group includes a sales professional, a software engineer, an English teacher, and multiple lawyers. This week's federal budget includes billions of dollars in new spending on military equipment. But there's a problem. The Canadian military doesn't have enough soldiers to operate that equipment. Murray Brewster explains.
There's the price tag that comes with a new defense policy. Over the next several years, $8.1 billion. And then there's the personnel cost. General Wayne Ayer is the country's chief of the defense staff.
The planning figure that we're using is 14,500 into the regular force.
The problem is the military is already facing a deficit of 16,500 people, below its authorized strength, and a broken recruiting system. Richard Schmucka, a defense expert, says the stakes couldn't be much higher, with the federal government soon to take delivery of F-35 jets, Reaper drones, and eventually new frigates. Schmucka says recruiting and holding on to an additional 30,000 people or more will be a monumental task.
It's going to be really difficult, and it's going to be tough to see how they execute this.
The new defense policy promises to fix recruiting, but does not anticipate that will be accomplished for another 8 years. Murray Brewster, CBC News, Ottawa.
A funeral is getting underway for the Canadian man killed in an Israeli strike in Gaza. Jacob Flickinger died alongside several other workers of the World Central Kitchen Aid Organization. Their convoy was targeted soon after it delivered food to a warehouse in central Gaza. The funeral is being held in St. George, Quebec, at the same church where he was baptized. The largest water-sharing agreements in Alberta's history are now in place. The deals will see municipalities, industry, and irrigation districts reduce water use during periods of drought. The municipalities include Calgary, Lethbridge, and Medicine Hat. Alberta Environment Minister Rebecca Schultz says the agreements will be triggered depending on a number of factors.
One of them would be snowpack, one of them would be our reservoir levels, one of them would be river flows. The snowpack is the information that we are still waiting. We'll be gathering that in the next couple of weeks by the end of the month.
Recent snow and precipitation have helped alleviate some concerns, but water is still in high demand in Alberta South after several dry years. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.